ever get totally mesmerized by a painting, like it's holding on to some kind of secret.
Definitely.
That's exactly how I feel about this deep dive today, honestly. We're getting into the world of John William Godward, total master at painting these like crazy, graceful women in these super classical settings, you know.
Yeah.
But there's this one painting, it's called Idleness. And get this, no one knows who the woman in it, even IS. Complete mystery. Just makes you wonder, you know, who was she? What's her story? And what does it say about Godward's whole world?
That is a fascinating question. It really gets right to the heart of what makes Godward so intriguing, right?
Definitely.
Like, here's a guy who seems like he wants recognition. You know, who doesn't?
Right.
But then he's also incredibly private. Lots of times, he'd only talk to the art world through his art dealer, this guy named Mr. McLean.
Okay, so we've got this whole air of mystery already, right?
Right.
But like before we go full on art detectives, let's rewind a set for anyone who needs the context. Godward, he was obsessed with this thing called classical genre. So think like hop in a time machine, boom, you're hanging out in ancient Greece or Rome, all that beauty and grandeur.
Exactly.
That's the kind of world this guy painted.
Yeah, and it's totally not a coincidence. This style blew up in the 1800s. I mean, think about it. It was a time of insane industrialization, social change all over the place, and people are looking for an escape.
Totally.
Godward's paintings, they were like a portal to this world that seemed so much more serene, beautiful even. You know, what's the word?
Quietly
Yeah,
luxurious.
exactly.
Ugh. Quiet luxury. Man, it's everywhere you look these days, isn't it? That whole vibe of like understated elegance. Almost like a retreat from how crazy everything is. And Godward's paintings, they really nail that feeling, don't they?
Totally. It's like he wasn't just into recreating these old school scenes. He was tapping into this like deep human need for beauty and peace that's always there, timeless, you know.
Yeah. Totally. And that brings us back to idleness. You've got this woman just chilling on this gorgeous marble bench, right? Fluffy kitten snuggled up beside her. And then in the background, boom, glimpse of the Mediterranean Sea. It's
In
beautiful.
the details, man. You see how much care he puts into everything, the texture of the
Oh.
fabric, how the sunlight hits the water. It's like he's painting with light almost.
Yeah.
And that detail, it's not just about being a technical wizard, you know,
Yeah.
it shows this deep respect for craftsmanship. Back then, craftsmanship, it was a reflection of your character. It meant discipline, dedication, all that.
Yeah, it's like he's inviting us to just slow down, you know, appreciate the finer things in life, maybe even rethink that whole glorification of being busy all the time. But okay, back to our mystery woman. What makes her such a puzzle, even besides the fact that we don't know her name?
Well, think about it. Was she a professional model?
Mm.
Did Godward know her personally? We have no clue.
Wow.
And that's what's so cool. If we could uncover her story, it'd be like a backstage pass to how the art world worked back then,
Yeah.
especially the roles women played, which often get overlooked.
It's true, yeah.
So much we could learn.
So, okay. We've got Godward, super private guy, painting this idealized world of beauty, right? And right at the center is this unknown woman, frozen in this moment of quiet. Honestly, it's like looking through a window to the past, but the glass is kind of blurry. You know what I mean?
Totally. And that's the power of art like his. It makes you want to look closer, ask questions, find beauty in places you'd never expect.
It's true.
Honestly, the next time you're looking at a painting, try this.
Yeah.
Imagine you can step right into it. Who are these people? What are their stories? You might be surprised by what you find.
I like that.
Yeah.
That's a good takeaway. Look closer.
Look closer,
Huh.
exactly.